Jeanette Antolin was a gymnast on the U.S. national team back in the late 90s. And she says the team doctor, Larry Nassar, sexually abused her for years. Last week, she says, Sean Lewis from the U.S. Attorney's Office for Western Michigan flew all the way out to California to meet with her and talk about this plea deal. And then on Monday, she says she met with other officials from the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office and told them, look, she was not okay with the deal they were offering Nassar. Sure, he was pleading guilty to child pornography possession, but he was not getting federal charges for sexual assault.
You know, and I asked him, I was like, all of the other victims are okay with this, because that's so hard for me to believe, because I'm not. I don't feel like I'm getting justice for what happened to me, and I don't feel like everybody else is getting justice for what happened to them.
But Antolin says prosecutors told her, look, nobody wants to testify, and the other alleged victims are fine with this deal.
So I call my lawyer, and he's like, we have people calling the office off the hook, not okay with this. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Some legal experts say, actually, this plea deal is pretty smart. Police found a hard drive with thousands of images of child pornography in Nassar's trash bin. So those charges were pretty much a slam dunk. And this way, Nassar still faces up to 60 years in federal prison without prosecutors having to put witnesses up on the stand and make them talk about sexual abuse. Plus, because cases like Antolin's happened years ago, they may be past the statute of limitations. But Antolin says prosecutors never explained anything to her about the statute of limitations.
If they had told me, you know, look, this is why we can't prosecute these cases, the statute of limitations for all of these cases is far gone, then I would have understood that.
Federal prosecutors did not immediately return our request for comment. But in a press release, acting U.S. Attorney for Western Michigan, Andrew Burge, says all of Nassar's victims will have, quote, an opportunity for vindication at his sentencing hearing. I'm Kate Wells.